The Wildcats are already into 7-on-7 season. On May 5th, Gilmer brought teams to Sulphur Springs to compete. Last Saturday, the Wildcats participated in a Gilmer tournament. We get a progress report from Wildcats football offensive coordinator Matt Young.
We started last Tuesday, I believe. Gilmer came to town. We got a couple of games, really all levels. We didn't play our 7th grade because of possible weather issues, so just 8th grade. What we call our JV, which is current 9th on their way to 10th, and then our varsity guys. So we had 4 teams play that night. Really good night to get out and throw and catch, kind of get a first reps, get your feet wet against good competition. Now, if you didn't do things right, they would make you look bad, and they get after it. And it was a good night on a varsity level. We went 1-1 with them. Mm-hmm. The JV level, we weren't able to win a game that night. And then our 8th grade blue won both their games, and 8th grade gold, I think, went 1-1. I'm not sure on that one. But a lot of kids. I think that night we had about 70 kids playing, which is really the idea, is to throw and catch and cover, run around and make plays. And as coaches, it's nice to kind of sit back and watch kids, see how they handle different situations. Saturday, we went to Gilmer, first 7-on-7 tournament. It's a big one for us each year. We take a number of teams. We took 6 teams this year, 2 7th grade, 2 8th grade, JV, and a varsity. We had the varsity advanced out of pool play, the 8th grade blue, and the 7th grade blue all advanced. So a good day overall as a program. The varsity specifically started off the day with a game against Lindale, won it handily, very efficient offensively. Tanner Ramirez had a good day. Good game throwing the football. I know John Hogan had an interception. Boa Hall and those guys, really everybody just kind of got loose and got rolling a little bit. We followed that up with T.K. Gorman in our second game. Again, a nice win. I believe it was 35 maybe to 7. In both those games, the defense didn't give up a score till the last 5 minutes or so. So it was good to kind of get started, pretty efficient offensively. Tyrese Peters catching the football out of the backfield. Jackson Rowe, Nathan Bones, those guys did a good job. Easton Sillman and Ryan Humphreys both spotted in at quarterback and did a good job there as well. Two star third game against Liberty ILO. We're sitting at 2-0. We'd already advanced out of pool play with those two wins, but seeing if we might get a bye. Great game against LA. We were up 20-10 at one point. Fell behind due to some interceptions. Defense only gave up 2 touchdowns in the full game. We drove within the last minute. Tanner Ramirez, the Peters, kind of pushed us down the field, and we ended up throwing an interception in the last 30 seconds to lose that game 26-20. Great effort by our kids. We were a little thin with some different things, with prom going on and some different events. And, of course, we've had a few injuries, but the kids did a great job, so they advanced out of pool play and go and face Dangerfield in the first round after advancing. Dangerfield game was a great ball game, back and forth. Had the lead, ended up coming down to the end and stopped them on the goal line. They had 4 plays in the last minute from the 2-yard line. Bubba Hall, Kobe Hutchins, Trayvon Dial, lots of different guys getting their hands on balls and making plays there at the end. Sebastian Adams had a big knockaway down there on the goal line to preserve the victory. Got us to advance to the semifinals where we got a rematch with LE. At that point, we lost a few more guys to prom, and we were out of gas. You know, that's really the day of 7-on-7 is really a battle of attrition and just who can survive as the day goes on. And it was on and off rain and battling humidity, but extremely proud of our kids. I mean, DJ Hall is coming off an injury. He was able to come in and spot play. I'm trying to think of some other guys that the linebacker core, Cole Cooper, Isaiah Neal, Easton Sillman, those guys did a good job handling other teams' running backs. Of course, Sebastian Adams on the outside and Tyson Goodson. And just really pleased with the effort our kids gave, the success they had, and just knowing that's going to carry over as we continue this spring.
What's left now? What's coming up for them?
We've got Paris coming to town next Tuesday. We're going to kind of do like we did with Gilmer. And then we got to start our state qualifiers the next 2 Saturdays, on the 23rd and the 30th. We go to Rockwall and Mesquite, respectively. Now, that'll be just one team going. Just 20 guys is all we can take to it. So, now we get a few more mass reps next week against Paris, which is great. Hopefully being from 7th grade all the way up to our varsity guys. And then we got the 2 qualifiers.
KSST Sports.